Sunset Beach. Proceeds from the AIDS Walk for Life allow members of Positive Living BC to access health products and services not subsidized by other resources.
More information about this year's walk can be found at AIDSWalkForLifeVancouver.ca.
Hey, this is Julie DeBrown. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
I preach, my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, nicotine, and the temptations of Eve. No barking by the sewer sign, hot dogs, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade, nobody knows what it's all about, it's too much, man, let it all hang out. Saw a man walking upside down, my TV's on the blink, made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night, brain my numb, can't stop now, for sure ain't no doubt, keep open mind, let it all hang out. Big brown moon, how does that mess your baby up leg? Eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
My shoes, it's all too much, don't you realize? right. That was the Shilohs from their unreleased album, So Wild. That was the song Get Ready Now. Unfortunately, the album is unreleased because it doesn't have a home yet, but you can find it on the Shilohs Bandcamp site. It was recorded by David Carswell. It's good stuff. Check it out. Shilohs, doing it, keeping it going. Before that, we heard The Hombres from 1967, straight out of Memphis, Tennessee. The song Let It All Hang Out. Ain't that the truth? You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, lots of new stuff. Some new OCs, more new OCs, some new Wounded Lion, some new Blackout Beach, and some new Mount Erie. Get into that. And most importantly, there's also going to be a phoner with the band Babysitter, one of my favorite bands, from Victoria. And so I'm going to be giving Andy, their bassist, a phone call at the half hour. So stay tuned, because that'll be coming up at 12:30. First, Blackout Beach. Kerry Mercer's in Frog Eyes, and he has played in Swan Lake. But he has a solo project. It's called Blackout Beach. It's the cover story right now on Discorder. Beautiful looking issue. Reads well, too. Great job, everybody over there at Discorder. The new album is called Fuck Death. And this first song is called Beautiful Burning Desire. So we're going to give that a listen. Put the headphones on, people. It's about to get pretty wild. Here we go.
Go. Thursday, November 17th, Timber Productions is proud to present Grimes at the Electric Owl Social Club. All the way from Montreal, this indie electropop artist is on tour to support her upcoming new release. Guests are to be announced, and for any more info, find Grimes at arbutusrecords.com, tickets online at ticketweb.ca, or find tickets available at Red Cat, Scratch, Highlife, Zulu, and Ditch Records. Again, that's Grimes at the Electric Owl Social Club, Thursday, November 17th. Grimes at the Electric Owl is proudly sponsored by CITR. Thursday, November 17th, CITR 101.9 FM, No More Strangers, and WinnieCooper.net are proud to present the Villa Coola EP release party. With special guests, Gang Signs, and Tough Lovers, this show will go down at the Media Club with doors at 9 and the show starting at 10 p.m. That's the Villa Coola EP release party, Thursday, November 17th at the Media Club, sponsored by CITR.
That was the OCs from their very soon to be released album, Carrion Crawler / The Dream. That was the song Chem Farmer. Good job. Before that, we heard Wounded Lion from Los Angeles, California, with their song Roman Values, from their brand new album IVXLCDM. Penny, do you know Roman numerals? Do you know what that means?
I know Roman numerals, but I always get tripped up by them.
Yeah.
They're hard to keep track of.
I think there's a 50 in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's significance to it. They
like
they yelled it over and over again in the song.
Well, there's a lot of songs where they yell things over and over again. And I don't know what that means either.
Very true. Very true. That record is out now on In the Red Records. And before that, on the Dead Oceans label, we heard Blackout Beach from the album Fuck Death, the song Beautiful Burning Desire. Good stuff. Pierced Arrows, formerly, well, two-thirds of which were in a band called Dead Moon, are going to be in town tomorrow night. They're playing at Iron Road Studios, which is at Raymer and Cordova. They are legends. Do you know the Pierced Arrows, Penny?
No, I don't.
They're very good. They rock hard. I think they're in their 60s now. There's a great documentary about them. They have an album out called Descending Shadows, so we're going to hear the song Tripped Out from their from that album. Opening for them is the local band Needles and Pins.
Yes.
Good stuff. We're going to hear a song from their EP, First World Problems. We're going to hear the song Like an Idiot. So both of those bands playing tomorrow night at Iron Road Studios. And tonight at Iron Road, Babysitter from Victoria are going to be playing. So we're going to play these songs and then hopefully get Andy on the phone and have a chat about how awesome Babysitter are. Here we go. Here is Pierced Arrows.
Dangerous sign. Went out without me. Now I'm sipping my pride. With the lights out to death, I'm three sheets to the wind. Now tell me why you got my head. To keep moving along, I finally get it right.
Oh yeah.
Then you change your mind. With the lights out, you trip out. I'm three sheets to the wind. And tell me why you got my head in. So I'm hanging on the outside, trying to get by, working on recovery under a neon sign. You relax that, you trip that, I'm three sheets to the wind. So tell me why you got my head in the spin.
We'll be right back.
All right. That was Babysitter from their tape 3. That was the song Real Wild Child's Gone Totally Mild. Before that, we heard Needlepins from First World Problems, the song Like an Idiot. And before that, Pierced Arrows from Descending Shadows, the song Tripped Out. All right, we have Andy on the phone. Let's see if this is going to work. Hello, Andy?
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good.
Good. Thanks so much for meeting with us here on Dunkin' Donuts. Where are you right now? Are you on a ferry at the moment?
No, I'm just in Victoria in the van, just getting all ready. I'm not going to hit the ferry till a bit later.
Okay, cool. Oh, there's, do you hear those weird noises, or is that just me?
Not really.
Okay, cool. You guys have a new tape out, tape 5?
Yeah, tape 5 came out about a month ago on the Planet of the Tapes.
And this is the last time that Vancouverites are going to be able to buy the tape from you guys?
We just got a few more copies, and then I think it's out, unless we can convince Jesse to do another run.
You've done a series of 5 tapes, and then you have a split tape as well. What is it about tapes, like cassettes, that you guys like so much?
It's just easy to do quick. Like, you know, I prefer like the analog format definitely to like CDRs, and then you can't really, you know, cut your own vinyl too easily. So
yeah,
tapes it is.
So it's mostly financial.
Yeah.
And ease. Cool. And is there anything... I noticed the production quality has gone up a bit maybe on tape 5 than some of your earlier tapes.
Yeah. I pretty much record everything. And I don't know, just getting better
And
better gear. Like, I don't know. I wasn't even sure if anyone was going to listen to tape 1 or tape 2. And then, you know, just kind of like... improving from there.
Yeah, I picked up the master tape of tape 1 to 3 at Weird Fest, which was really cool. I was happy to find that. You guys did a tour recently to, was it Montreal and back?
No, Halifax.
Halifax, holy cow.
How did that go? We got back about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. And that was your first major tour, right?
Yeah.
How did it go? Any funny hijinks? Any new friends?
I don't know, nothing kind of sticks out now, like, just mainly is more of just a lot of driving.
Yeah, I guess that when you do a tour across Canada, that's a lot of it is just driving.
Yeah, and the van was it's pretty gnarly, so I was just kind of glad that it made it, really.
Yeah, glad you did.
Slam Dunk in Montreal, and they came east with us, and... So that was pretty fun.
Awesome. Are you? Do you guys play a lot of shows in Victoria with Slam Dunk and other Victoria bands?
Yeah, a bit. Like, we haven't actually played maybe too many shows with Slam Dunk, but, you know, just, yeah, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Not really sure what's happening in Victoria these days. There used to be a house venue and stuff. We put on a lot of shows that I lived at that's now defunct, so... we're just kind of regrouping since we got back.
Yeah. Was it Third Life Recordings, or was there was a record or a label out of Victoria as well that was releasing a lot of local stuff?
Oh, you might be thinking of Fan Club. That's the only one I'm really thinking
okay.
of.
Or Old Third or something. I don't know.
There was Old Life.
Old. Okay. Yeah.
I believe. I haven't really heard of anything they've done in the last couple of years.
Yeah. And how long have you guys been playing together? How did you guys get together?
Christian and I maybe started jamming just over a year ago, like last summer.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You guys are so good for less than a year.
Yeah, I think we're maybe like kind of manic or just like to keep the momentum rolling.
Awesome.
Rennie is our newer drummer. He joined us maybe a couple months ago.
Cool. Korean Gut was on the show a little while ago, and Jarrett was saying there was a chance that you guys may do a split with them. Is that any plans with that or other releases coming up that you want to let people know about?
Well, since we got back, kind of like maybe the plan is for that. Like, we recorded all the music for that, so we're just kind of waiting for that to actually materialize regarding that split. So hopefully that comes out before the end of the year, but... tape 6 is on its way.
Cool.
Or will it's like it's like kind of theoretical right now, but once we kind of get the space again, that'll be for him. And then,
your phone kind of dropped off there. Or
oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah, just tape 6 and then maybe like an LP. Kind of what's on the burner next. So.
Yeah. And how did you get together with Planet of the Tapes? Was there
I think it was just mutual friends through Aaron mm-hmm. Levin and like Weird mm-hmm. Canada. He just liked your stuff and offered to do it with us. So.
Cool. And you're playing a show tonight at Iron Road Studios. Have you been there before?
No, I haven't.
I think it might be a brand new venue. Pierced Arrows are playing there tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, I'm actually going to stick around
awesome.
In town to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw them in Flood Island, and I'm a big fan of them.
Yeah. And who, do you know who you're playing with tonight?
Precious Dudes. I think they're a newer band, played like a couple shows. They're actually friends from Victoria. They used to be in a pretty sweet thrash metal band called Enchanted Fairies.
Hmm.
And then Hemo Goblin.
Cool. And so and it's starting after 11. People should get there a bit later on.
Pretty late, so yeah.
Cool. Who does the like the artwork for your tapes?
Me or Christian.
Yeah, yeah.
Like usually found collage stuff.
Yeah. Cool. And the Sex Pet video, where did that footage come from? It was pretty sweet.
We didn't really have anything to do with that. Just
that was a fan
Frank,
vid?
Frank from this Hobo Cult just put it together in Montreal. Like,
oh, okay.
For the part of the tape or whatever, Jesse kind of just arranged it all with him. And so, yeah, I'm not sure where that footage is.
It's pretty rocking.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I look forward to seeing you guys tonight. Anything else that you want to let listeners know about?
No, that's cool. Just, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Tonight. Any plans to be back in town? Any other shows that are you going to be playing any future shows here?
I'm sure you will. Nothing's finalized, but I guess I kind of heard talk that when the split with Cream Gut does come out,
mm-hmm.
probably like a party for that.
Yeah, cool.
Maybe a story. I'm not sure if anything's finalized, but sometime in December, probably back before the end of the year for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to hear a couple of songs off of Tape 5, Gotta Be Me, Gotta Be Free, and Prime of My Life. Anything you want to say about either of those songs?
Oh, no.
No, cool. They speak for themselves?
Yeah, yeah, right there in the title.
Exactly. Cool. Thanks so much, Andy.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a good afternoon.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Yeah.
Thursday, November 17th, AMS Events presents Mustard Pimp at the Pit Pub. Doors are at 9 and tickets are available at the Outpost in the sub-building or at Red Cat and Zulu Records. They remix the likes of Will Smith, Stereo Heroes, Data Life, and Atari Teenage Riot. To listen to Mustard Pimp, check out their MySpace page. Again, that's AMS Events presenting Mustard Pimp at the Pit Pub on Thursday, November 17th. Mustard Pimp at the Pit Pub is proudly sponsored by CITR.
I'm in the prime of
Yeah, all right. That was Babysitter from Tape 5. That was the song In the Prime of My Life. Indeed they are. They've only been playing for like a year. That's crazy. Man, those guys are awesome. Go see them tonight at Iron Road Studios. Earlier in the night, go see the band What's Hot, former guests of the show. They're going on at 9:30. Perfect. Go see What's Hot. Go see Progressive Thinker. Go see Beelines and Vicious Cycles at Fortune Sound Club. Then make your way over to Iron Road Studios and see Babysitter. Perfect. Friday night, like I said, Pierce Darrow is playing with Needles and Pins. And then Saturday night, Wild Flag is in town. The sort of Slater Kinney member, Mary Timoney supergroup. Very exciting. Lots of great stuff happening this weekend. Anything else? Men at Adventure, yeah, sure. Keep Shelley in Athens and Blood Diamonds at the Waldorf on Saturday night. M83 is at Venue on Saturday night. The other exciting thing is Shindig switches over to semi-final mode starting this Tuesday. So the next 3 weeks are the semi-finals, and then the finals are 4 weeks from this Tuesday. So. Get down there, support local music, support all music, okay. Coming up next, a little bit of a K-Records mini set. Mount Erie has been quiet for a while, it seems to me. Mr. Phil Elverum will have a new single coming out next year on K-Records. It's called Distorted Symbols, and Kay put up a preview of it the other day. So I'm going to play that. Then Christmas, a new K band. They have a tour single called Pyong. You're going to hear that. And then some new Hive Dwellers. Here we go. Here is Mount Erie on Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. Yeah. Not quite yet. That was wrong. Okay, there we go. No, that... No, this. Yes. Okay. There we go.
Fair.
All right, that was the Hive Dwellers from the B-side to their new 7-inch Lynch the Swan. That was the song Dub the Swan, one of the typical Dub Narcotic Disco Plate remixes. I've heard so many of them. I miss them. They're very nostalgic for me. Thanks. Before that, we heard Christmas with their tour single Pyong. And at the top, we heard New Mount Erie. So good. That's the song Distorted Symbols coming out on K in the new year. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin's Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Yukon Blonde. Tomorrow, the East Van Soul Club. Saturday night, the early show is Wild Flag, and with special guests Drew Groh and the Pastor's Wives. I know nothing of that band, but clearly if they're running with Wild Flag, they should be good. The late show is Glory Days. On Tuesday is Toonie Tuesdays, featuring Sex Church, Time Cops, and Blanche Devereaux. That's a killer lineup, and it's brought to you by Phillips Beer and Discorder, so all those things are great. Definitely make it down to the Biltmore on Tuesday. And the next night is the Rock and Roll Pizza Party with Keep Tidy and the Isotopes. Really, the Biltmore is cleaning up. That's the Biltmore Cabaret at 12th and Kingsway. Check out biltmorecabaret.com for more information. Tim of We All Fall Down just called in. He's going to be a little bit late, so I've got a bit more time to work with. I'm going to play a Wild Flag song. This is the song Boom from their self-titled debut album. Like I said, they're playing on Saturday night. After that, we're going to, depending on time, we're going to hear some Beats from Brooklyn and Tune Yards. But I'm going to say goodbye for now because I'm not sure when Tim will show up. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at CITR.ca, and you can check out the playlist if you go to dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Thanks again to Andy from Babysitter for calling in. I'm a huge fan, and they're a great band. You should definitely look them up. Their band camp has a ton of stuff, and they're playing tonight at Iron Road Studios. You should go see them if you can. Okay, here is Wild Flag. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend, and I will see you next week when the Fun Drive starts. Fun Drive starts next Thursday at my show, during my show. It's going to be bananas. So, pledge, get ready for that onslaught. And if you have donated in the past, I'm going to be sweet talking you. I'm going to be trying to get you to donate again. Thanks so much for all your support over the years. Here we go. Here is Wild Flag. Bye. Yeah.
Shut up.